they give eligibility for to get peace and calm mind and for self-inquiry meditation. Those are need for purification only, they never give self-realization. Mm-hmm. Purification of mind. If you don't have pure mind, then not able to receive the grace of divine power. So, beginners means we have too much desires, irregular life, like that, many bad habits. Those persons need japa or repeating mantra, homa, watching, breathe, everything only for them. But this is only to some matured persons, not all. One who have peace and bliss inside, then they have matured minds. They can receive the grace if they practice easily. But who is doing pujas and those persons no capacity to receive this grace or to be peace. That is the difference. So after rituals finished, then they have such maturity, then possible to follow this method. This is the highest method. It seems to be simple, but this is the highest method. Yes, any question, anybody?
You can write one line.
Those are not bad. It gives some strength to you. But for purity.
Address or any name
that you approach it and you can feel it here.
Yeah. Immediately you have some good feeling inside. But after puja, it went.
Yes.
So it should be permanent.
Yes.
Now you have now some experience. That is not experience, but what you experience now, there is any change, any movement to it? No. So permanent, it is permanent. So, now you have self-touch, self-experience. But not full. Why? Again you have tendencies, covering and mind too much working like that. So slowly that energy should increase. If you are mind free, no need any pressure, no need anything. Be still, very sit peacefully, that's all.